3 o'clock hour, Burns and Gambo show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. The Phoenix Suns taking on the Portland Trailblazers tonight, 7 o'clock, Phoenix Suns Arena. I saw one popular basketball Twitter account call it one of the most important games of the season in terms of seeding and how many different games and teams it's going to impact tonight. And joining us right now, he covers the Blazers for the Athletic website, Jason Quick, joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Jason, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Let me say right off the bat, Gambo, I have a lot of respect for you. I've never met you, but I know that you have a reputation for being really dialed in there, and it's a reputation that extends beyond Phoenix and Arizona. Out here in Oregon, I've been following you for years, and you've just you're always dialed in. I just have a lot of respect for the job you do.
Wow, I really appreciate that. No, really, honestly, I mean, that means a lot to me. It really does. So thank you. Thank you very much. Anything you ever need, just hit me up.
You bet.
All right, let's talk about this Portland team. How big of a win was that against the Jazz? They played some great defense in that game, which they haven't played all year, to get that win and to get closer to solidifying that fifth seed.
Yeah, I mean, this has been – I've been covering the Blazers for 23 years, and this has been one of the most remarkable in-season turnarounds that I can remember. 3 weeks ago, this team was circling the drain. I mean, we're talking about Terry Stotts being fired, one of the all-time worst defenses. They couldn't beat any of the good teams, and then, boom, they win 9 of 10. They had – lost five straight, 10 of 13. They were just really scuffling, a lot of frustration, really bad body language. But they went on a six-game trip, and they found themselves. And it started with Damian Lillard, who's not a great defender, but he said, I'm the leader. I've got to set an example of playing defense. And since that six-game trip, he's been getting into people, picking people up at half court on defense. And as a result, this team has just taken off. They're playing their best basketball of the season, and they're beating good teams. Sure, Utah didn't have Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley last night, but Portland handled them. They led the entire second half and were never really in trouble. So that's what you want from a team, is playing their best basketball at the end of the season, and it helps a ton that they're finally healthy. You know, they have Yusuf Nurkic, they have CJ McCollum, two really important guys for them. And Nurkic is, you know, it sounds weird to say he's their most valuable player because Damian Lillard is so good, but what Nurkic does for this defense is, it's like night and day when he's in the lineup. Since he's joined the starting lineup, their defense has gone from 29th to 16th in that 26 game span. So he's just really a catalyst because he's so big and so quick, and he's really smart. So he shores up a lot of their weaknesses.
Yeah, I've been saying, Jason, for quite some time, I don't want the Suns to play the Trailblazers in the playoffs. I mean, I fear Portland a little bit because of what Dame could do, but just I think that's a good basketball team, and I think that record against the top four teams in the West, I think they're, is it 1-9 or is it 2 wins now? But they've really struggled against the top four teams in the West, and I think it has more to do with injuries than everything else. I think Portland's very capable of beating any of those teams.
Yeah, now, the way they're playing, but beforehand, you know, they weren't just losing to the top teams, they were getting waxed. I mean, you know what, Phoenix beat them by 32 or something.
Yeah.
The Jazz had a couple 20-point victories over them. The Clippers beat them by 20-some. And a lot of that was because either Nurkic or McCollum was out, or they were just kind of getting re-implemented into the system. But now those two guys have been back in the lineup long enough. Everyone's kind of understanding and getting a feel for each other. And then another kind of subtle thing is Terry Stotts has said, I'm only playing 8 guys. You know, he plays the 5 starters, then Carmelo Anthony, Enes Kanter, and Anfernee Simons. Derek Jones Jr., who was Portland's number one free agent signing, they used their whole mid-level on him. He doesn't even play. I mean, doesn't even sniff the court. And that's a pretty big decision for Terry Stotts to make. But when he went to the eight-man rotation, that coincides exactly with this team's going 9-1 in their last 10 games. I think guys know when they're going to play, who they're going to play with, and how long they're going to play. And I think that means a ton for a team.
Suns hosting the Blazers tonight. Joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show, Jason Quick. He covers the Blazers for the Athletic website. Joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line here. The Norman Powell acquisition. We saw moves come and go. We saw the Suns get Torrey Craig a couple of weeks before the deadline. I wasn't sure how much of an impact he was going to have there. How much of an impact has he had since he also kind of coincides with this renaissance and this turnaround with the Blazers that the Blazers have had this year?
Yeah, he's been amazing. Since they acquired him, they have the number one offense in the NBA. And they're number two, I think, overall in the NBA. But, you know, so they play a three-guard starting lineup, and he replaced Derrick Jones Jr., sent Jones to the bench. But he is such a more complete player than Gary Trent Jr., who they traded him for with Toronto. He can create off the dribble. He gets to the foul line. He's a much better defender than Trent, and he has that championship pedigree. He knows what it takes to be in a big game and how to kind of sacrifice on a night-to-night basis. You know, some nights it's you'll get a high volume of shots. Some nights you got to defer to Dame and CJ. He has that understanding where I think Trent was still trying to get his, and yeah, he would force some shots because he wasn't getting enough shots on a nightly basis. So it's just a complete package, and he really, really fits with this team. You know, everyone points to the offense, but I think defensively he has helped shore up a lot of areas. Now, it's going to be dangerous if they get paired up with like a Clippers or the Lakers because it is a small lineup when you're looking at Lillard and McCollum, who are undersized guards to begin with, and then you throw another 6'3 guy out there guarding small forwards. You know, you get him paired up against Kawhi Leonard or Paul George, and it might get a little hairy in a series, but overall, he has been a great, great pickup.
Jason, leave us with this, and we do appreciate the time very much here. Jason Quick from the Athletic, Blazers beat writer here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Is there an opponent in the first round that you think the Trailblazers would prefer over all others? And I guess in a roundabout way, is that opponent the Phoenix Suns? It might not be very likely, but is there an opponent they would prefer to get in the first round?
I think probably Denver. Just because Denver's, you know, a little beat up, and they have the confidence of beating them in a series before 2 years ago. They beat them to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Nurkic is big enough and agile enough to kind of counteract Jokic. I don't think he'll stop him, but I think if they could prefer or pick an opponent in the first round, they would pick Denver.
Yeah, I think I would love to face, if I'm the Suns, I'd like to play Dallas because they don't play any defense. But I think the Suns, unfortunately, are going to end up with the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's the way.
Yeah.
It's tough break, but I think that's what they're going to end up doing. They're going to play the Lakers. Jason, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Thanks again for the kind words. And anything you need out here, we'll be here for you. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.